It's 8:04. I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. Starting tomorrow, pot brownies, cookies, and other edibles sold in Colorado will be stamped with a diamond and the letters THC. The new rule is aimed at making marijuana treats easier to identify for parents and others. It's the first such requirement in any legal weed state and comes in addition to extensive packaging and labeling rules. The oldest continuously operating synagogue in Colorado is shuttered after 127 years. Temple Aaron in Trinidad hosted its final event on Saturday, a lecture by the University of Colorado Boulder's Jewish Studies program. 91.5 KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
In 1889, dozens of Jewish families in southern Colorado and northern New Mexico worshipped at Temple Aaron. But it wasn't long before they began to leave the area for better economic opportunity. Now the temple's leader, Randy Rubin, of Raton, New Mexico, says the congregation has shrunk so much they can no longer afford the upkeep on the old building.
It's quite majestic. It's the red brick trimmed in white with magnificent stained glass windows. And it's got a commanding view of the city. You feel you're going to a special place.
The historic building is now for sale. And this year, for the first time, there will be no services for the Jewish high holidays in October. For KRCC News, I'm Shauna Lewis.
This is 91.5 KRCC News.